Briefing, this is WX2BJR, Net Control for the Black River Rally Service Net. My name is Paul. The net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is WX2BJR Net Control for the Black River Rally Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests.
In 5AOW.
KA2ZZZ.
KD2AIT.
AC2WI.
Alright, I have N5ALW, KA2ZMZ, KD2AIT, and KC2WI. Head up to the top, N5ALW, come on in.
Oh, good evening. Got a little bit of a cold, so my voice may not be quite up to standard, but anyway, not much going on here. Got, I believe it's about 22, no it's not. 28 degrees here. Got a little bit of sleet and a little bit of rain. Not a whole lot going on. We had some snow earlier today and it tapered off. It looked good for a while and it got down to virtually nothing and stopped, and now we got a little bit of rain. Hope we're not going to get too much of that. So that's pretty much it. I'm to wrap it up here. Not a whole lot going on. N5AOW, back to net control.
Alrighty, thanks for the check in there. Not too bad with that. Hopefully you get over the cold. Nasty time of year for them. Oh, what is it? 35 degrees here. It's, just wait 5 minutes, decides to change to something else. About, 3 or 4 minutes ago, it was, kind of a rain, snow, sleet mix, but 10 minutes ago it was just all sleet, so it's kind of all over the place. Anyway, but yeah, not too bad though. I mean, it's about freezing. That's shocking compared to the way this wind has been. It's kind of a first day above freezing in weeks, so nothing wrong with that, at least here anyways. Alright, hopefully you get better there. Thanks for the check-in, and let's go to K2ZNZ. Jack, come on in.
Yeah, good evening, Paul, and everybody on the side. Well, it sounds kind of like a day we had here. Around 4 or 5 o'clock, we were down to freezing, and we were getting rain and snow mix. It was kind of nasty for a little while. But I'll tell you how things are going. Right now, I am looking at my... both of my digital thermometers are 40.5. We've gotten warmer rather than colder. So I don't know. I really don't know what's going on, and I guess we're not supposed to know. Anyways, 73 to all. Have a good evening. Have a great weekend. KA2ZZ.
Right there, Jack. Not too bad with that. Yeah, it's gonna warm up, I guess, for a little while, and then the front will come through and change things all around again. But yeah, it's gonna, should go up maybe a little bit more. If it's gonna change over to rain, it probably will. Just kinda one of those fun little systems. Was it Tuesday night and Wednesday looked to be a little bit more interesting, but we'll see what happens when that day gets closer. for those 2 days, but anyways, yeah, it's not really melting out there, but yeah, you can tell the difference. The difference between lake effect and this, just a general storm, much sloppier, slushier, and heavier. So everybody's all slipping and sliding out there. That's the way it was on the way home from work. Found out the car has a traction light that comes on. It'll say low traction if it's not getting good grip on the road.
it was coming on for the first time. It's like, oh, didn't know it had this on here. So that was impressive. So anyways, and it's old, the car too. It's like 2001 or something. So probably one of the first ones with it or something. Anyways though, thanks for the check in there, Jack. Have a good one. And let's go to KD2AIT. Jeff, come on in.
Well, good evening, Paul. KD2AIT. Yeah, it was slick out on the road today. We went up to camp here, I don't know, we got up there about a little afternoon, and we stayed up till about 4, and ride back there. It was slippery, no doubt about it. But yeah, it was pretty much all we really did today. Went up there, we rode in, and seen a lot of deer out and about, though. I don't know, maybe they sense this warm weather coming. But hey, I'll take it. You know, I don't mind. I don't mind this warm weather at all. We have a medium snow here, big flakes over here in Boonville, so it tells me it's probably getting ready to change over to rain here soon. But not much else to report, so we'll turn it back over to you. KD2AIT, clear and listening.
Yeah, all right there, Jeff. Not too bad with that. It's the way it's been here on and off. It'll snow huge flakes, and then it'll change to sleet, and then rain, and then the big flakes again, and I don't know, it's all sorts of confused out there. Anyways, though, yeah, I was looking here at the website, too. I noticed yesterday, I guess I started recording the EchoLink stuff, so for this net, what is it? Now, one-year database, so kind of interesting. I was listening to a few of them earlier, kind of funny. Pretty good to kind of go back. Gets a little older, though, like a couple of years down the road. That'll definitely be interesting. Anyways, though, thanks for the check-in there, Jeff. Have a good one, and let's go to KC2WI. Pete, come on in.
Okay, Paul, KC2WI. Well, I went to just about an even 100 miles riding today. A friend of mine came over. In fact, she's here trying to figure out how good or bad it's going to be driving back up to Lake Pleasant, and I think it's all right. So, you said, it's kind of sometimes rain, sometimes snow in Boonville, and I assume the roads are just wet. I'm sure they put salt down and there's no problems, and you can comment on that. They needed over 820, and they only got about 500 for the world record snowmobile parade, and they really did not get the word out enough. Of course, it was a fundraiser for the Osceola Snowmobile Association, and so they still made some money, but I don't know. People said, well, that's too bad, and you should try it again. And this time, you know, the 500 people that came will spread the word, and maybe they can beat the record. And I was actually surprised. They had it organized quite well. They had a big, huge. Maybe it's a field or a parking area in the summer, I don't know, over at Cedar Pine. And they took and they put, you know, with orange marker paint lines. And so you had row 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And each row was a double lineup of snowmobiles. And they just, you know, put people in the rows. And then when they started, you know, everybody in row 1 went and turned into a single file thing on the trail, and then row 2, whatever. And it was the Guinness said, well, it has to be a two-mile parade to count. So they made a loop. And I was thinking, boy, this is so slow that when the first people, I mean, we weren't going very fast at all. And I was kind of surprised when we got back, we were right in row 1. Not quite, we were probably 20 something back, I don't know. But when we got back to that parking lot, boy, the last ones had gone. So they actually had it organized pretty good. I think they just didn't they didn't really get the word out, you know, early enough and really promote it. An hour, because the odometer said 44 miles. We left here at, maybe it was even a little after 10:30, and we were there at about 11:30, so we were just really booking on the way over, and the beginning of it, the trails towards this direction, the Valley Snow Travel, was Agum, and they were just, I mean, you could just cruise. Of course, I don't have snowmobiles that can go 90 miles an hour, but you could have done it in certain spots, you know, where you could see. But we were going to
keep her there, keep her safety.
I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry, KD2AID.
I said, how the roads in Boonville last, you know?
Oh, last I knew, they were pretty slick. I came back with a snowmobile on the trailer, and it was, you know, it was slipping and sliding all over the place, so it was slippery. But that was, well, let's see, that was about four hours ago.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing the state highway is, you know, salted, and that's all good. For the temperature down there now?
I don't know. I don't have the thermometer here in this room. It's out in the other. It's out in the kitchen there. Sorry.
Okay. Well, according to all the you know weather things on the computer, they're all saying it's 30, 29, 30, and stuff like that.
Roger. Well, it's still light snow here, so it's not raining yet.
Okay, well, I guess we'll see what.
Alright, KC2WI. Alrighty. Yeah, it's 35 here. It's warmer here than some places. And I can hear it pinging out there again, so it's all fleet again. Anyway, it's kind of interesting. It's constantly changing back and forth. But yeah, when the warm cold front comes through sometime tomorrow afternoon, it should hopefully, probably get colder again, but oh well, at the moment it's supposed to, just keep going up for a while. Anyways, thanks for the check in there. Pete, too bad on the world record there, snowmobile thing. I was wondering how that went, but maybe better planning and more people and stuff like that, more word of mouth or whatever. Do it again, see what they can do, but it sounded like it went well. Anyways, though, let's see here. This is WX2PJR with the Black River Valley Service Net. Anyone else out there wishing to check in, please call them.
K2VLA.
K2VLA, Clint, come on in.
Good evening, Paul. This is K2VLA. We've been watching the ball game. That was really, I hear a riser. Syracuse pulled it out. In the last seconds. Not much going on here. The driveway had a little bit of slush on it. I have a cement driveway. So I cleaned it down with a scraper and a shovel. It'll punish. Be loaded up within a week. So that's about all the news I got. We'll say 73.
Yeah, right there, Clint. Not too bad with that. Yeah, I wasn't going to watch it. I didn't want to thing, so I just kind of stayed away and was wondering how it went. Wow, 89 to 91, Syracuse. Wow, that was, yeah. Oh, I would have been on the edge of my seat. Just kind of probably screaming and saying a few choice words at the TV. Hi. Anyway, wow. Did see the other one though, the Wake Forest one the other day, and that one was kind of hair-raising too at times. But anyways, not too bad with that. Glad they pulled it off. That's fantastic. So, the record continues. 21 wins. Not bad. Anyway, thanks for the check-in there, Clint. And let's see, anyone else out there wishing to check in to the Black River Valley service net? This is WX2PJR.
I checked the weather. When Pete was asking about it, we're running about 30 to 32 degrees, and a few flakes of snow coming down.
Alright, yeah, a little cooler down there. Not too surprising. Your elevation's a little different there than ours is too. Hopefully it warms up a little more. Not too much more, but kinda get things a little less slushy on the roadways. Alrighty, thanks for that better additional, and let's see, this is WX2PJR. Anyone else out there? Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time?
KD2AIT with a comment.
Ed with a comment.
KA2VLA, want to wish you a happy birthday. Hope to make it down to your little shindig tomorrow. I won't be able to stay very long, but we're going. And again, happy birthday. We swung by your camp today. Everything looked good. KD2AIT.
Thank you. I'm glad you're making it tomorrow. It's from 1 to 3, so I guess it's enough time in the American region. I'm looking forward to the afternoon with the 73s. See you tomorrow.
Alrighty. Happy birthday there, Clint. Didn't know it was birthday there, so have a good one there. Hopefully you have a good party there tomorrow too. Weather cooperates for you. Anyway, let's see. Any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank everyone who checked in tonight. And 73s to those who listened in. This is WX2PJR. I will be clear.
Yes, KB2KOJ for Arcan, the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. Arcan currently being held on the 145-17. Are there any stations wheeled out of traffic?
This is WMTIC. Good evening, Mark.
This is KC2WI, no traffic.
Okay, very good. I have W12IHJ, Scott, and KC2WIP. Thank you both for checking in. Scott, do you want me to check in, Kathy?
KC2MHD. There you go, Mark.
We gotcha. KC2MHD as well, Kathy. Thank you both for checking in. We appreciate it. Any other stations for Arcan? Yes, KB2KOJ for Arcan.
Whiskey X-ray 2, Papa Juliet Romeo, no traffic.
And 5AOW.
Okay, I have WX2PJR, Paul. And N5AOW, Bob, thank you both for checking in. We appreciate it. I think I got that right. WX2PJR, Papa Julia Romeo. Okay, are there anyone else wishing to sign in? Arcan, with or without traffic. Okay, final call for Arcan, four stations, with or without traffic. Okay, I got a couple other receivers to check here, so I'll just make a final call again. Anyone wishing to sign in, Arcan, looking for stations with or without traffic. This is KB2KOJ.
Okay, nothing else there. I want to thank everyone for checking in. Do appreciate it. And we'll say 7-3 to all. And Scotty, WN2IHJ, good to hear you. I don't get GSJ when you got 2 meters, much anymore. So good to hear you, and talk to you soon. And thanks for taking the time to come in. I thank everyone for taking the time to check in on Arcon. Hope to catch you all tomorrow. KB2KAJ, Clark.
Have a good evening, Mark. And 5AOW73s.
Yep, thank you, Bob. Take care. KB2KAJ.